I'm here with the one and only Casey Ulrich from the Flow Tribe.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. How'd the tribe first come together?
Man, the tribe came together. We were all senior year of high school. We all sat down. We were like, you know, we got something good going. We started in the backyard of Chad Pino, the bass player's house. And we just started jamming. Really didn't know how to play the instruments. But slowly but surely, we kind of developed a voice and a style. And then we picked up a drummer. And we picked up a bass player. And that was in 2004. So flash forward, 2010. And Flow Tribe's live and loaded and shit. Everything above, you know, we're just doing it, so it's been great.
You guys are very, very funky. Like, what got you into funk growing up?
Right, well, I think growing up in New Orleans, you know, it's that second line beat first and foremost. You know, going out to a parade, hearing that pop, pop, brap, pop. You know, just hearing that, I think that's in every New Orleanian soul. And anybody that comes down here, I think, feels that. So I think it starts with the Mardi Gras, you know, whole experience. And then from there, it's like George Porter, Parliament Funkadelic, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, just, you know, the stalwarts. And then James Brown with the soul and Otis Redding and things like that. So, I mean, that's really the foundation I think we go off of. But I think what's cool about the tribe is that we all have different musical influence. Some people like, you know, some heavier stuff. Some people like some jazz stuff. Some people like the old school R&B New Orleans stuff, like Ernie Cato. I mean, that's my man.
I think Mother-in-Law is the best song ever written.
Right, I think ever. You know, so I think it's just he had a good thing going. And burn, Cato, burn. But, you know, so I think things like that, it just the foundation. And everybody brings their own thing to the table. And the cool thing is trying to make it all work and make it funky. You know, the main thing is just have a good time and really get it out there and really make sure that people's backbones are getting cracked. Because that's the goal, to crack your backbone. Flip your switch, you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite venue in New Orleans? Do you have a favorite place?
Man, it's tough. But, I mean, I really think Tipitina's is where they kind of gave us our first real start on a bigger stage. And we have a lot of love for Tipitina's and the Maple Leaf, too, and Blue Nile and things like that. You know, I think New Orleans' bars are as unique as the characters that are in New Orleans. So, I mean, you get a different vibe from each. And I really feel that, though, you know, Tipitina's and Maple Leaf and Blue Nile and things like that. That's really where we're at our best, and we're really, you know, giving it to the people like, you know, it ain't ever been dealt before, you know, that's what we do.
Where'd you play your first gig in New Orleans?
Man, our first gig was at the Neutral Ground Coffee House, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're not really ready for the funk,
they
are they?
And at that time, you know, it was a little toned down, you know, we were just trying to find our footing, but it's great to have places like that in New Orleans where you can just experiment, and, you know, to this day, I'll still hit up open mics and try out some new stuff, so, you know, I think that was really where we got our first taste. And then what really kind of built this up, crazily enough, was we did, like, Sundays at Friar Tuck's in, like, 2005. Like, every Sunday we'd play out there, so. Right.
Oh,
yeah, right. You know, not the, not your typical venue, but we did that, and I think we kind of built a little fan base from there, and it was wild. So that was kind of our start, and now it's, like, we're touring throughout the South, about to head to South by Southwest next week, and, you know, hitting up Atlanta and Southeast. So our goal is just to, you know, make as big as a boom as we can, and be working musicians. That's
right,
the goal.
To go from, like, drinking at Tux at 12 to playing at Tux at 15 to playing South by Southwest, that's
right.
Definitely an upgrade.
Right. Definitely a nice little step up. But, you know, it's been a lot of hard work, and it's all love. You know, we really appreciate everybody that comes out, and that's what it's all about for us, is just making sure that people have a good time and making sure that, you know, there's never a wall between the musician and the audience. We want to break that wall, and we want it to be like, you can hang out with us, smoke a beer. Smoke a beer. Wow. I might have been smoking a couple beers earlier.
There you go, exactly. That's how you know you're having a good time with the tribe. Man, my backbone is cracked. I smoked all the beer. What do you feel are the biggest misconceptions about the music scene in New Orleans?
Well, I think that, you know, people come down here thinking one thing, or, like, you know, having no experience to it, like, they might think that it's all jazz or just some different things like that, when it's, like, the cool thing about New Orleans and the cool thing about Faubourg is that you have, like, we're more in the funk category, I guess, but I wouldn't want to classify ourselves as one thing, and I think a lot of the bands here wouldn't want to do that either. I mean, you got George Porter playing funk, jazz, blues, I mean, whatever, you know, at the Maple Leaf, and it's like, people sit in, and I think what makes New Orleans unique is that fact that, you know, there shouldn't be any classification. So I think people should come to New Orleans with the expectation that it's going to be everything at once, you know, it's going to be just madness, but it's going to be really good musicianship, and the quality of players down here is really phenomenal, and so, like, you know, it's amazing.
Even looking at Faubourg, it's like, the only thing that connects it is that it's all independent music.
Right.
And
not indie music.
It's right, it's just independent. And I think that's the vibe that we really strive to go for. You know, I think that the more classifications you put up there, the more confusing it is to people, and the more, you know, music is music, man. There's good music, there's bad music, and there's everything in between. So, you know, you just got to find your groove and roll with that. And I think that's been, you know, our philosophy. And so far, it seems to have definitely paid off.
It seems like the labeling is very anti-New Orleans.
Right, and I think, exactly, man. I think, you know, if you come to New Orleans with a certain mindset, you're going to end up playing bluegrass. You got to even, you know, who knows what. But I think New Orleans kind of gets in you, and you end up just feeling the vibe of the city, and that is just let the good times roll, you know what I mean? And so I think if that gets in your skin and gets in your genes, then, you know, that's going to be powerful stuff you're producing. So that's what it's all about.
Do you have any advice for upcoming musicians in New Orleans?
Man, I think, you know, I can remember when we were first starting how, you know, it's definitely a struggle because you are dealing with, you know, you're playing up against 15 great bands any night. But, you know, don't look at it as a competition. Look at it as a community. And the more we can build that community, like, we love having, you know, bands come talk to us and get them to open up for us and love seeing them grow. And now we're almost at the point where bands will be like, yo, man, I remember seeing y'all's first show and that inspired us or whatever. And that's the biggest compliment that we can receive. And to foster that community is what Flow Tribe's all about. We want to make sure that younger bands do get a chance to shine and that they do have an outlet for their creativity, because there's a lot of great young bands in the city right now. And, you know, we just want to keep that development going and keep bringing it to the people.